Hello, it's Thursday, May the 26th, and we're in 1 Peter 3:18 through 22. And this is a very difficult passage. It's probably made more difficult by the reference to Noah and the reference to baptism. If you consult the commentaries, particularly modern commentaries, conservative commentaries, there are 16, 17, 18 different interpretations of this passage. But I want to suggest to you one particular interpretation that makes sense to me. And it begins in verse 18, "For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God." So there's a reference to the death of Jesus in verse 18. Then if you go to the end of verse 21, there's a reference to the resurrection. And then in verse 22, there's a reference to the ascension and the reign of Christ in heaven. So you've got something that looks like chronology. You've got death, resurrection, ascension. And I suggest to you that verse 19, in which he went and proclaimed to the spirits in prison because they formerly did not obey, when God's patience waited in the days of Noah while the ark was being prepared, and so on, baptism, which corresponds to this, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So this preaching to the spirits in prison, if this is chronology, takes place in between the death of Jesus and the resurrection of Jesus. We repeat in the Apostles' Creed that Jesus descended into hell. And again, there are many interpretations of that, and some disagree with it for sure. But I do think that it is conceivable that in between his death and resurrection, Jesus in his spirit went and proclaimed his victory over the powers of evil. And he likens that to baptism. And the image for baptism and remember that baptism for Jesus is his death. I have a baptism with which I must be baptized. When Peter thinks about baptism, he thinks about the flood. And those, and it's a water ordeal. When Paul thinks about baptism in 1 Corinthians 10, he talks about the parting of the Red Sea. God's people are delivered and his enemies are drowned. And the same is true in the narrative of the flood. And so Peter is using the flood as an image of what baptism suggests. Our deliverance through the death, burial, resurrection, and ascension of the Lord Jesus. Well, a difficult passage for sure, but if you read it with chronology in mind, it makes a little more sense. I trust that you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and I'll see you again next Monday.